Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is Frank Jag. What's going on, Frank?
This is today the episode you're going to let me stick the baseball bat up your ass.
No, this is not the episode. But this is the episode that we're going to talk about depression.
Why do you say that like it turns you on? You look like the one person that fucking masturbates to women crying or something.
No, what bro. Wrong with you? But because this is like a subject.
No, seriously.
Hold on.
Tears turn you on. You fucking this, sick.
No, this is like a serious subject. I mean, you know, people suffer from this all the time, and it hinders people's ability to make money, people's ability to live a solid social life because they get depressed on the fact they're not happy. They don't have enough this, they don't have enough that, like they're never happy, so they get depressed wishing they had more.
So a lot of times depression and OCD, there's different types of OCD and depression, and they range from a different array of reasons. Depression is usually it's feeling negative in the moment, it's being down in the moment. And sometimes the things that trigger it, though, aren't real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's basically becomes normal until it becomes excessive and interferes with your daily living. Like, when you get... It's normal to be sad about something, but depression is when, you let it take over your life. Like, you can't do your normal day-to-day activities because of blank.
Some people have been depressed for many years and have learned through those many years how to still appear normal on the outside or normalish on the outside.
Okay, so just like you doing this podcast, how many episodes in did it take for you to get depressed over the show?
When was that episode? The first episode you started talking.
Episode one.
Yeah, that was.
But no, but seriously.
No, but depression it really is, and it does tie into OCD because there's that chemical in your brain that makes happiness, serotonin.
Something like that.
So basically, it's a chemical imbalance, and that's also what overcompulsive disorder. That's also triggered from the same thing.
Right.
And a lot of times they do prescribe people antidepressants to deal with OCD. And just like depression, OCD is triggered from a one event. So if you see a lot of people, there's a lot of people that they get triggered thinking they have like a disease of some sort, right?
Right.
And even though they know in these situations that they go about, that it's impossible to catch these diseases, they still fret about it, just for the moment of fretting. And it becomes because they lack the chemical in their brain of happiness. So they actually use OCD. OCD is kind of, no one wants to be overcompulsive. No one wants to be depressed.
But they use it as like a kind of a way to...
To deal with their lack of happiness. Yeah. Yeah. And no one wants to feel this way. It's not a mechanism of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lack of self-confidence. That's what causes OCD, I believe, is a lack of self-confidence, a lack of... everyone that has bad OCD remembers that first time that triggered them.
They want to make sure everything's perfect, right?
No. Sometimes. There's been cases dating all the way back to the 1700s where people have actually, accountants one day.
Right.
Literally, they got it in their head one day that maybe they steal money, and they have to check their hands, they check their pockets every day before they leave to make sure they don't steal money. They never were going to steal money. They're not the type of person to steal.
Right.
But they had that trigger in their brain that makes them think that. Mm-hmm. And it comes from a lack of, I believe, the chemical serotonin. It's almost like insanity. It's almost like they're kind of going insane.
Well, it's kind of a form of insanity, isn't it?
I mean, it's a mental disorder, just like depression. Depression keeps you to those deep lows. Like I said, when I was talking about the rules of life, my number one rule was don't do anything permanently stupid for a temporary feeling. And that's what happens in depression, is people feel hopeless. When someone is depressed, they feel hopeless in that moment. They feel like there's no out. There could be no out. They could be wealthy. They could be loved.
They could have
lots of
so many positive traits.
They could have
everything.
But in their head in that moment, because of the chemical imbalance, they feel hopeless. And they feel like there's no out.
Because they let this one thing dominate their day-to-day activities.
And they don't live in the moment anymore. They now live in their own head. It's painful because years can go by. And eventually, unfortunately, some people get so consumed by it, they take their own lives.
So, Frank,
they turn to drug addiction.
Frank, let's talk about ways you think that people can get over, their case of depression. What are ways that you think would help a person if they're depressed?
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been a big fan of medical care, I've never been a big fan of the pharmaceutical companies.
Like over the counter.
I think they're dishonest, all in dishonest individuals.
Right.
A special place in hell for every single one of them.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I see your point.
But medically they want you to. They say really the only way is through antidepressants. Mm-hmm. Will help OCD. Will help depression. I don't believe it, because I believe that if you can find your own happiness and you find a way, I'm not saying take ecstasy. That is not what I'm saying.
Right.
Because that's also a drug.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying is find a way, it's hard. It's easy. They say it's easy to be obsessed. It's easy to be depressed. It's a lot harder to be happy, especially in today's world when, you know,
because
people expect things of you. People expect you to be a certain level.
Because there's
person.
There's so many things, you know, going on with the economy and, you know.
The economy is great. I mean, if you're depressed, the economy, you suck.
But what I'm saying is so many, you know, things going on with the world that cause people to.
But those are just excuses that lead to it.
You know.
So the thing about depression is it's easy to fall into. The thing with OCD, it's easy to fall into because.
Right.
It's easy to count things. It's easy, and there's that OCD, not the ones that I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
that yours, but the ones that, you know, make sure the water's off, make sure the light's off, make sure, you know, everything's in the
right. It has
order.
To be like I said. You said no, but what I meant by perfect was they have to make sure.
But that's not every case. OCD's got many.
No, but
forms.
But my point was, in their mind, like you said, everything has to be like, in to them it has to be like everything's off. Like you said, everything has to be a certain way. For them to feel, you know,
that's one type of OCD. But like a book that I really enjoy reading.
You know what
reading.
I'm saying though?
Yeah, but a book that I really like enjoy reading is a book called The Man That Couldn't Stop.
Wait, hold on. You read?
Yes, I can read.
Okay.
I try sometimes.
Continue.
See how it goes. It's called The Man That Couldn't Stop, and it's about the forms of OCD. Honestly, it's an OCD that I've had my entire life. As becoming an adult, I've actually learned how to deal with it a lot better. But I think people that have grown up with me, people have known me my whole life, have seen my OCD at its worst. They've seen me have nervous breakdowns over it.
Oh, shit.
And,
That's some real shit we're talking about here, bro.
And, you know, that the book, it states it out. You know, the person that wrote the book, thought his whole life he had HIV. Never even slept with the girl. Thought he got a trigger. Mm-hmm. And he went his whole life thinking about it. It went to the point where he actually had his kid tested because he became so obsessed with it. And you know, like they say, you know, take antidepressants, that'll fix it. But I don't. It's about a chemical. And just like we know chemicals of any sort, you know, whether it's testosterone, any type of chemical.
Right.
We learn that there's natural ways to build more. You know, we don't always have to turn to drugs. We don't have to become dependent on drugs. So, ways to find happiness is you really have to dig inside your own self.
So, are you frowning from people taking Viagra? Is this what you're talking about?
We're talking about depression.
No, you said...
I swear, you fucking... You jerk off people crying, don't you?
No, I thought...
How the fuck did people from fucking depression to Viagra? What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, it'll help... Viagra could help people feel better about their sexual lives. Personal lives.
No, that's actually, if you think about it, that's a misconception. Do you know, I believe, lots of studies have been done that actually shown that poor people are a lot happier than rich people.
Oh, really?
And it's because rich people take a lot of things for granted that other people need, and so they have less, sometimes they have a harder time being self-fulfilled by things. Now, this is obviously isn't everyone, but sometimes people that are less fortunate find the better joys in the smaller things because they don't have much, and they actually find themselves a lot happier.
Right.
You know, American greed is, you know, a big problem of a big problem that causes a lot of people to be unhappy.
Well, what I'm saying is, I think people should to kind of change subjects to make them feel better. They should maybe like you think you suggest like working out. Or doing some sort of physical, like activity, can make them feel better about themselves. Like you know, go to the gym and work on eating right. And what about those sort of things?
Well, first and foremost, depression, OCD, it's all like drug addiction. You can't be helped until you want to be helped.
Okay.
You can go through all the steps to help yourself. Until you want to be better, you will never get
better.
Right,
so even working out and stuff, that wouldn't even...
But you have to find out what the root is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, root of the issue.
For me, working out, it helps me.
Yeah.
People always see me, they go, Frank, you really care about health? No, I don't care about health. I'm like, why do you always go to the gym? Because it helps me.
It puts you in a positive mental state.
Right. Because those endorphins are getting released. Now, that doesn't work for every people. Some people hate working out. It's all about you.
I run a lot and stuff and go to the gym.
Some people say you can get high from running. I can tell you, I've done a lot of running in my life. I never once been high from it. I almost had a heat stroke once, but never got high.
Okay, so what else do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about...
We still have to go... I still want to talk about how to
Do you
want to
talk about PTSD or...
No,
Is that later?
I still want to talk about how you can fix depression and OCD.
Okay.
Now, OCD, the thing about OCD is it's hard because... especially if a loved one has a really bad OCD, because I think if you really care about someone, you have a natural willingness to, when they are in pain, to help them be
in pain. Yeah, and try to get to the root of the issue and fix it, right?
Well, the thing with OCD...
It's hard to fix.
The only way to fix it is to let that person have a nervous breakdown.
What?
You have to let that person have a nervous breakdown. So...
Oh, really?
So, say someone really likes things organized, right?
Sure.
To break their OCD...
Which clearly you don't.
The house is nice. But anyway.
I'm just kidding.
So, to break your OCD, what you have to do is... it's very hard because no one wants to have a nervous breakdown. But if someone said their OCD is everything being in perfect order...
I have a nervous breakdown of our podcast ratings, Frank.
I have a nervous breakdown when you talk.
Podcast ratings, you know?
Is that what bothers you? That keeps...
Well, the fact that we can't even hit 100 downloads in one week...
I personally believe that actually does keep you up at night.
No, it doesn't.
But
anyways, continue.
But anyway, so people that have a real big problem with things being organized, right?
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of research on this because I've always had really bad OCD, so I've done a lot of research on this topic. So basically, the best way to deal with OCD is if they like things organized, you need to make them be in a mess. You need to basically have everything in a mess and make
Let
them
feel...
You have to have them freak out and cry until they realize it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's still okay.
Right.
It's everything's a mess, and it's okay. The world's not ending. They have to have that breakdown and come to that realization. That's the best way to deal with OCD is to have that nervous breakdown.
Only they can force their hand.
Or they have to want, or if they have to force themselves into it. It's not easy to force a nervous breakdown on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. No one wants to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
But as far as depression, you could say, you know... The thing about depression is, the worst thing when people have depression, it is a mental chemical imbalance. It is a state of...
I've been depressed. I've been through some personal issues that have, at a certain time in my life, has caused me to be depressed. You know, I've been through some relationships that certain events have happened like 3 years ago, Frank. And, you know, and then I lost my job and... I went through some personal issues. I know firsthand what we're talking about here. Depressed. It took me. You know, sometimes I feel like still I'm not out of it, even though I was unemployed for like a while. You know, over a year or whatever. And right now I'm not doing as, you know, financially I'm doing okay. But what my point is that only you can fix you. People feel bad for you. Your friends can, you know, they can be there for you, like cheer you up, and say feel better. But at the end of the day, you're by yourself in a room and a bed with your thoughts at night, right? Or unless you're next to somebody. But I'm talking about like... But sometimes people get... What I'm trying to say is...
I don't need to call somebody, do I?
No, but what I'm saying... You understand? You don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I do understand.
You may be physically next to somebody, but you can get trapped in your own head.
Absolutely.
You know?
I spent most of my life there.
And I think this is a good episode because based on some of our experiences... You know, I think we could give some good advice on people how to get through some of the issues that they go through on a day-to-day basis.
You know, and it's funny because a lot of people, you know, when they see someone that's really depressed, the best thing they try to do is they always try to tell them how good their life is, what they do, what's good in their life.
Right, you have everything's meant to be for, everything happens for a reason, that there's that one.
Well, it's the thing,
you know,
the thing that always bothered me anytime I've ever been in a dark place
right
is when people tell you have all these reasons to be happy,
And it's true. Because you're alive. A lot of people. I mean, how many people die per day, Frank?
Right.
You know, you're alive.
Right.
That's a blessing in itself.
Right. But when you're in this state of depression and people do remind you how thankful you are.
Yeah.
I believe that it makes people hate themselves more because they do realize they have reasons to be happy. And the fact that they aren't make them hate themselves more. Depression's hard. It's hard to pull someone out of it. Like I said, it's like a drug addiction. Yeah. You have to find a way.
Dude, it's hot as balls in your apartment, bro. Did you turn your AC on?
I've never turned my AC on.
Oh my god. I'm getting depressed over this environment I'm in.
I think you overused the word depression. But anyway.
No, man, it has to be at least 90 in here, bro.
I said 80 like three
times. No, I don't agree with that.
I got the fucking thermostat. Go look at it. Anyway.
let me take that out right quick.
Anyway. The thing about depression is, you know, it's a state that to get out of it, really what you have to do is, mm-hmm. again, like any, and people, you know, like addicts, they say, oh no, it's a disease, blah, blah, blah. Listen, if you want something bad enough, you'll figure out a way out of the paper bag. And I think depression, I don't believe in drugs. I don't believe them at all. I hate them. I hate pharmaceutical companies. I don't like doctors that much.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
But what I think is, I think you have to find meaning in your own life. You have to find out what would actually give you meaning.
I think drugs are good because in some aspects, do you mean prescribed drugs?
Yeah.
You think, what if people have a disease that they need to rely, they need a certain drug helps them, helps their brain align right?
I'm talking in the form of the antidepressants.
Oh, okay, so you're not talking. You don't mean like all. Obviously, you don't mean the way
I'm not saying if you have a heart problem, don't take your heart medication. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, you're being pretty general by what your statement was.
I think everyone figured out that we're talking about depression.
Yeah, but I mean, but your statement was very broad. You didn't be specific. You just said, "I hate all drugs." Blah, blah, blah,
I
blah,
do
blah,
hate
blah,
all drugs. All drugs have their negatives.
You gotta be more specific.
I don't like any of the drugs, but I mean, some of them are necessary. Now, the thing about it is, I don't think you'll ever find true fulfillment on medication, because you're also living in a fake world. I mean, anyone that's ever taken that stuff, I mean, you're living in a fake world.
The bottom line is, Frank, no one's ever gonna be 100% happy.
I mean, if you try hard enough, you can make yourself miserable in any situation.
Well, my point is. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you just gotta be thankful for who you have, thankful for family, and you know, and try to see the silver lining in every situation.
Yeah, how many depressed people have you talked off the edge with that statement? No, so
what you don't think so?
When people are depressed, what they have to do is they have to find their own meaning of value in their own life. A lot of people. Work all the time when they're depressed is because it keeps their mind going. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, they work out all the time because it gives them that good feeling. Mm-hmm. You have to take a deep thought, and I know depressed, it's kind of sounds a horrible thing. You have to be alone with your own thoughts, but I mean, like,
well,
but you have to find.
What you're saying is go to the very deep depths of the issue. You have to go to the very worst possible state. What your statement is, you can only go up from there, right? Go so far, like...
I'm not saying make yourself more depressed. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, you just said. You said you go... Your point is that you go...
You have to break it down like a math problem. You have to break it down, and you have to say, where do I lack? Some people are depressed because they realize, oh, I don't have any fucking hobbies. So they go get hobbies. What do you like to do?
Did you not just say you should try to make it worse and then go from
with
there?
OCD.
Go up?
With OCD, not depression. Two different things.
Oh, okay.
They're caused by the same chemical imbalance, but I mean... Oh, with OCD, you should try to make it as worse as you can and break the habit. Depression, you don't want to, because that's how people end up killing themselves. But I have depression. I don't have any hobbies, you know. I don't have any fun. That's what's causing me depressed. I feel like no one likes me. I have no. Go join a local after bar league or something, you know. And
that's what my brothers told me when I was going through my issues. You know, go work out, go join a gym membership.
Yeah, but it all depends on the person.
Play football. I play flag football, Frank. That helped a lot too. And meetup, you know? Meetup helps a lot too.
It all depends on the person. If you're an introvert,
read a book.
If you're an introvert, going to meetup groups aren't really going to help, are they?
Did you hear what I said?
What?
Read a book.
Read a book. It all depends. Maybe you start a company. Maybe you read more. Yeah. Maybe you find another side hustle.
Or you gotta find lack of money. Or you collect fake paintings and put them on your wall.
All those pictures, almost all of them. But anyway.
Anyways, well, I mean, really?
Yeah. So anyway.
Sorry. But yeah. So anyways, I get your point, bro. And I, like I said, you know, do you have any issues? Do you have any, like, personal experience? Like, I know you already shared some, but do you have any, like, maybe time frame on how long you went through your issues?
I still have OCD to this day.
Yeah. So it's something you fight every day.
But, you know, what triggered my OCD.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
Was when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
There was this substitute teacher in my class, some Jew from New York City. I used to go to the bathroom before lunch. I don't know. This is when I had to pee. And so she always used to, you know, say, I know what you're up to. What the fuck am I up to? I'm trying to pee.
Right.
And so, but she, you know, she said it to a point of, I tried to figure out, what am I up to? I don't know what the fuck I'm up to.
Mm-hmm.
So the point, I always thought I was doing something wrong. And that went years and years that I always thought I was doing something wrong. Because, you know, when I wanted to know, chick was always freaking, I'm watching you. I know what you're up to. What the fuck am I up to? I'm fucking pissing. I got my dick in my hand pissing. You know, in fifth grade, you don't think like that.
There's people that have like sexual thoughts in fifth grade.
No, I'm saying like you're in fifth grade and you go to the bathroom every day. And also when I was in third grade,
you're totally ignoring.
No, I'm ignoring that because you're an idiot.
No, but what I'm saying is,
I'm saying that's what triggered me.
Hormones at fifth grade.
This teacher randomly was like, "I'm watching you. I know what you're up to. I'm watching you," and that triggered me for days. For years, I wanted to always. I'm no good. I always thought I was no good. I'm up to nothing. I'm up to something. There's something wrong with me. It triggered me for years.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I go through my own shit too. Everyone does.
Shit, you know, and I think I hate teachers personally. For a lot of reasons, I hate teachers.
Wait, so what do you think about me going to my teaching profession? You're gonna hate me now too? More than you already do.
I just, because of my experience with teachers, you know what I mean? Teachers, I've always had negative experience. When I was in third grade, I had...
Teachers need to get paid more.
Yeah, that makes you do your job better because you get fucking paid more? No, if you have a fucking job to empower fucking kids and to teach them, you should do your fucking job.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't give a fuck what you're getting paid.
Yeah, but...
A lot of these fucking teachers, I'd say about 80% of them are bad people.
All right, Frank. I didn't know I was gonna touch a trigger there.
I just had a lot of bad experiences with a lot of teachers. I've had a lot of good. There's a lot of good teachers out there too. In my experience, most of them aren't good. I just want to talk about, you know, you wanted to talk about PTSD.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
But
I don't know a lot about it either. But the thing about PTSD, I've heard a lot.
You hear a lot of people having it in the military.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, post-traumatic stress disorder is a traumatic event that pretty much causes you.
And it's not just
coping.
Military, but that's obviously the
most. But I mean that's where you hear about it the most. But I mean, you know, it's a traumatic event that causes
a death
fear.
Or,
yeah,
you know.
And a lot of people have it because of skills they had to have at one point to get through a certain situation that in a different situation in their life are kind of counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, and you know, like I said, my dad's side, they're a military family, my dad's side's, you know, mm-hmm. some military, and my cousin's going into the military. And post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, there's an event that happens that, you know, people I've read is, I've never had PTSD, but what I'm saying is some people have, like, recurring nightmares. Like, what if I did this? Like, what if I did that? Like, if they have a friend that went to the Army, you know, they got deployed, and something happened in their deployment. Some people have regret on certain scenarios, you know. There's some regret that people get too from it, like when they get based. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like in the military, right? They go to a blank, you know, any war or whatever, and something happens, and they say, "Wait a minute, what if I did that? You know, what if I could have stopped that? You know, and something." Unfortunately, something tragic happens, and then they get depressed because, you know, they can't get that experience, and they let them takes over their life, you know. So I think PTSD is something that, you know, what do you think people should do to get, is this go along with what our discussion was earlier about, you know, do stuff that makes you happy? Like, how do you recommend people that come out of the military? Well, even though you don't have experience yourself, but
PTSD,
what do you...
PTSD, you know, like depression, sometimes...
Do you agree with what I'm saying, though? Like,
well, sometimes people are so deep that they do have to get actual mental counseling.
But, like, there's scenarios that happen, you know, that cause some issues.
Right, I mean, yeah. And that's life, you know what I mean? That's life.
Like a sense of regret.
But, you know, you unfortunately, regret doesn't really do anything for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Or it's like, what if? What if I did this? What if I did that?
Well, I had this boss one time that told me, she said, no point in worrying about anything. What do you mean, no point in worrying about anything? Because
it's in the past.
If it happens, what you're worried about, then you have to worry about it twice.
True.
You might as well just wait for it to happen and then worry about it then. Why worry about it twice and make yourself so unhappy? And a lot of times, you know, people get themselves so worked up with anxiety and depression and OCD that actually what they do to themselves mentally is actually worse than what the actual situation that they're worried about could cause.
Yeah. Let's see what else. What else do you want to talk about? Is there any sort of issues or anything that you think we haven't covered yet that would be good for our listeners?
They do say a lot of the times that you know, I used to see pictures all the time on Facebook and stuff, and they say the natural antidepressants. I think there's some truth to that. I mean, I think with the chemical vitamin, you know, get vitamin D and stuff.
Take your multivitamins.
I mean, you ever seen anyone that says, if I seen another fucking palm tree, another fucking sunny beach, I'm going to fucking hang
myself? Yeah, I've heard it.
I mean, there's... Of course you did.
No, I've never experienced it.
Of course you fucking found someone that hates
no,
sunny beaches and
I
fucking
said,
palm trees.
No, I said, on Facebook. I've seen it on Facebook, you know.
That people hate trees.
No, I've seen, you know, I've seen memes and people get post depressing shit on Facebook, bro.
Are we having the same conversation? You had the conversation with yourself.
You know, people post shit on Facebook.
But, you know, the thing about
you was talking about Facebook, right?
I was saying that, you know, brightening, but getting yourself in the bright and the positive environments sometimes breeds positive thoughts in your head, and that's a good way to deal with depression. Sunny palm trees and beaches. You know, whoever been depressed, you ever see anyone say, if I see another fucking palm tree, I'm going to hang myself? No. But dark and gloomy areas, there's a lot of depression in dark, gloomy, snowy areas. And I think there's something to do with the, you know, the actual vitamins you get from, like, the sun and stuff.
What you're saying is you think there's vitamins that correlate to, like, there's visual stimulus?
Absolutely. Just like... Okay, so depression and OCD usually do...
That's why I started talking about Facebook, because I don't believe in some of that.
A lot of the times, you know, people, you know, any chemical. Yeah,
right.
If you wanted to get more testosterone, you know, sometimes you take more vitamins. I think, I really do believe, probably people think I'm nuts, but because it is... It is a serotonin, you know, lack of serotonin in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a natural way to boost that chemical.
Right.
And I do think... There's certain vitamins that do help that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get to our sensible or cynical thoughts. You wanna get with that? You good with that? Or is there something else?
So I'll do my sensible and cynical thought.
Okay.
I'm gonna be cynical.
All right.
So in this world, we're talking about depression, I'm gonna be cynical.
I chuckled at that.
And, you know, the thing about people that they don't realize is... Someone could seem perfectly normal to you
on the outside,
but you don't know what's going on in them, in their head. And with saying that, anyone that's ever really felt pain in their lives wants nothing more than the happiness of others. Because if you ever feel real pain, you don't want other people to feel that, and you want to do what you can to make sure that they don't feel that. And you like to try to bring happiness to others. But the cynical part is, you know, I think too many people, they don't think about other people, and they down other people, they this, they that other people, and...
this, that, and the other?
And I think, I just want to be, I want to say that I don't think people are kind enough to others. I think people should be kinder to others, myself included. There's a lot of times I'm not kind to people, like to Sean here.
You are being kind enough for your presence on this show.
You're right. You should thank me every day. Why don't you get on your knees and bow to me every day for showing up? I don't understand.
For being on this fucking shit show?
I really have thought about that. Like, why don't you don't kiss my feet every time I show up?
For being on this show?
I feel like you should. We should start that. We should make that a pre.
Hey, who's the one that edits the show? Who's the one that promotes it?
You won't let me.
Who's the one that has the Instagram account?
You won't let me edit it.
I want you to promote it. That's what
I don't
want to
do that.
Wait a minute. You just said you won't let me, but then you said
you're not listening. You won't let me edit it. Editing would be fun. Promoting's boring. So anyway, but the cynical thing about this, I was cynical, is I think people should be nicer to other people. And I don't think people are nice enough to other people, because I think people are too caught up in their own selves to think about others. I think that's a problem that should be addressed internally with other people.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with sensible. And my sensible thought is, I think this is a good subject. And I think people should, you know, when they're depressed, or, you know, they go through a breakup, or they have something negative in their life, to something we didn't mention. I think we mentioned it a little bit. No, let me finish, Frank. I think having friends support or family support is huge. Like, if you're down, go do a bro day. Go, you know, do something with something. Have people uplift your spirits. Think on something positive rather than dwelling on a negative. You know, go to a restaurant, go to a movie, something positive.
So that depresses me.
Well,
spending money makes
what
me
I'm
depressed.
Trying. You know what I'm trying to say, asshole. When you're depressed, rely on the people that love you and are there for you and will do anything, because they're the ones that at the end of the day, you're going to have your friends and family, and that's it. So that's my sensible thought.
I just want to correct a little bit of it and say, some people don't have people.
Shocking. You want to correct my fucking thought?
Yeah. Yes, I want to correct your thought. Some people don't always have people.
What a novel idea, bro.
Some people don't always have people.
That's why there's keyboard warriors online.
Some people don't have people, and so that for that I say, when the world knocks you down, sometimes you got to get up and dust yourself off and smile and say you can have another. Sometimes you have to be internally strong. It's a lot harder to be internally strong than to rely on others to help you up, but honestly. Your happiness can't depend on others. So, you have to be happy within yourself.
So, Frank, you said you wanted to promote the show, right?
You want me to close the show.
And tell people to listen to our fucking podcast. Can you do that? Because I'm the only one that says listen to us on iTunes. I want you to actually say a promotional line. Can you do that?
Depends.
Tell people to listen to our fucking show.
Depends.
I think you'd be a good promote the fucking show. Come on.
So... if you're going through, like, I don't know, some bad times, we're on iTunes. We're honestly, you could just Google us, Sensibly Cynical, and you could find us. We're on Google Play.
All that bullshit.
We're on Podbean.
Just fucking listen to us.
And to be honest with you, I wish there was an app where you could just listen to me and kind of blur Sean out, but there isn't. So you have to listen to him, too. I apologize ahead of time for that, but we'll have a good night.